Then I saw a new heaven and earth.
The last book of the Bible, which we know as Revelation or the Apocalypse, includes some dramatic visions of God's judgment as well as calls to repentance while there is time. It also contains some lyrical sections of great beauty describing the indescribable, the new heaven and earth, which seem to cry out to be sung.
Then I saw a new heaven and earth, for the first had passed away, and the holy city come down from God, like a bride on her wedding day. And I know how he loves his own, for I heard his great voice tell, they would be his people, and he their God, and among them he came to dwell.
He will wipe away every tear, even death shall die at last. There'll be no more crying or grief or pain, they belong to the world that's past. And the one on the throne said,
look, I am making all things new.
He is A and Z, he is first and last, and his words are exact and true. So the thirsty can drink their fill at the fountain giving life, but the gates are shut on all evil things, on deceit and decay and strife. With foundations and walls and towers, like a jewel the city shines, with its streets of gold and its gates of pearl, in a glory where each combines.
As they measured its length and breadth, I could see no temple there, for its only temple is God the Lord and the Lamb in that city fair.
And it needs neither sun nor moon in a place which knows no night, for the city's lamp is the Lamb himself, and the glory of God its light.
And I saw by the sacred throne flowing water, crystal clear, and the tree of life with its healing leaves and its fruit growing all the year.
So the worshippers of the Lamb bear his name and see his face, and they reign and serve and for ever live to the praise of his glorious grace.
Psalm Praise was a small landmark collection in 1973 assembled by a like-minded group of writers and composers. This approach to Revelation chapters 21 and 22 proves to be one of those where a new tune was instantly acclaimed as ideal for the words. The composer was Norman Warren, then a vicar in Leamington. I remember finding his tune, later named Emily's Dream, in a file of music I was leafing through as I returned on a London bus from one of our working sessions. I instantly realised its strength and suitability, though I was simply taking in the melody line. Other music has been composed for the words, but for me, Norman's tune remains their definitive partner.